Okay, Guten Chodesh. Today, the learning this month is sponsored by Eitan Yosef Leah and Orem Melamed in honor of Sophie Melamed. The week of learning, Parshas Truma, our week this week, is sponsored anonymously by Ilanishmas Esther Bas Shimshon, so we'll have Esther Bas Shimshon in mind as we learn now and throughout the week. So it's been a little bit of a break. We obviously started Perek Ben Sohar Mora now. What I wanted to do for the next few minutes is really going to talk about one sugya, or really just one part of the sugya, which is just the opening stages of the Gemara here in Ben Sohar Mora. The very least, this is discussing the repair, what the toalas of the Chabur is. The very least is that we'll gain a bekiyas in raid. There is raid that both sides have emes to them, and both sides are important to know about. Whether we'll have like a davar shalim in terms of a pshat in the Shaka Vitaria, I think we're going to leave some of that open-ended by the end. But at least I think the raid will open our minds to understanding what the Shaka Vitaria might be about. And then what will be helpful is that as we start learning this perek, some of the chakiras that we mention will be helpful to keep in mind throughout the perek. So just keep an open mind to the flow of things, even if I don't, I'll try, but even if I don't have the Siyata Shemaya to close all the loops. That's the apologetics in the beginning. Okay, no one's going to pay attention now, right? Okay, fine, we'll try though. Okay, the Mishnah says like this. Ben Sohar Mora, me'imasai nase Ben Sohar Mora. When does he become a Ben Sohar Mora? Mishayabi Shtei Cyrus. From the time he brings Shtei Cyrus, they grow. And the one thing to note, and this I would just literally note and hold on to until you get to Samach Tesim and Aleph, is that the shear that we're trying to intimate here, that the Gemara, is, the Mishnah, sorry, is insinuating, is a shear of godless, right? When a person becomes a gadol. So what's necessary to become a gadol? So I thought there's two parts to becoming gadol: Shtei Cyrus and being 13 years old. So the Mishnah, we'll talk about it in the Gemara and Samach Tes, but the Mishnah only mentions Shtei Cyrus. So what does that mean? Why does the Mishnah say Meimasai Nasa mentioned Sohar Mora? Misha Yavi Shtei Cyrus, it should really say Misha Nizgadel to be Yud Gimel Shanim V'Hevi Shtei Cyrus. So why are we only mentioning one of the Simanim? Something to keep track of. V'ach Yaakov Zakan. But the Gemara says Hatachton V'lo Elyon. Zakan means beard, but it means the lower beard, not the upper beard. El Shdibucham V'lash Nekiyah. Shnemar Kiyeli Ish Ben. Ben v'lo bas, ben v'lo ish. That's the part we care about, not the gadol. Sorry, not an ish. Katan pater shelo ba'alach ha-mitzvah. So it can't be an ish, but it also can't be a katan. So you're left with a little window. We'll learn on Samach Tesim and Aleph how long that window is of time from the time that he's nizgadol to be, like we saw in the Mishnah Shtei Cyrus, until the time where he becomes an ish. And here ish doesn't mean gadol, right? Here ish doesn't mean ish prat le-katan. Ish means ish prat le the few months before he becomes an ish. Samach le-gvura, something like that. So how do you know when the Torah means ish as a gadol or ish as this samach l'gvura? So Tosas, you know, just in terms of mufla samach l'ish matters, and then there are other mamakomas as well about that. Okay, the Gemara says like this: katan menal de pater. So the Mishnah told us that a katan is pater from he can't become ben sohar mora. Says the Gemara mehech tesi. How do you know a katan is pater from becoming ben sohar mora? And the Gemara flips on its head. Menalan, what are you talking about? Menalan, kedigatani taima. We know from the Mishnah shelo ba lechal mitzvos. The Mishnah says he's not yet a bar mitzvah, so of course he's not going to become a ben sohar mora. Besu hecha ashkechan da anash akasev da hachli ba yikar lemiftere. When do you ever find that a katan is punished? That here you have to tell me he's not punished. So first of all, the Mishnah told you why he's not punished. Second of all, he's never punished. So why do you have to ask the question then? No, it's an Andrish case. It's a different sug. He's not killed her as chet. Al shem sofo nerag. Became the al shem sofo nerag. Afilu katan nami. Yitaki, you'd have a havim. You know that even a katan should be chayv as ben sohar mora. Why? Because it's Andrish. It's totally different. It's al shem sofo nerag. Ve'od ben velo ish katan mashma. It says ben. So ben sohar mora sounds like a kid. So you'd have two reasons to be confused and think that even a katan b'chayv is ben sohar mora, kamash malan, it's not the case. Ben hasamach l'gvura sashal ish. Yeah. So here, Pashat, you saw the Ran. Everyone saw the Ran, probably. The Gemara asked two questions. The Mishnah says balach lamitzos, so I know why a katan is pater. It's not balach lamitzos. Secondly, says the Gemara, we never find that a katan is chayiv in onshin. So why would here be different? So the Ran asks the obvious kasha. The Gemara says one kasha and the second kasha of a tema. The hainu kushe kamaisa. It's the same kasha twice. The Mishnah says lo balach lamitzos, which means a katan is not a bar chiyuva. So the Gemara says, we know he's not a bar chiyuva from the Mishnah. And then the Gemara continues and says, Visu, furthermore, we know he's not a bar chiyuva because he's never punished. So it's just saying the same question twice. Why are there two questions here? It's one question. So I didn't really notice this until this morning, so I can't say I worked on it, but maybe someone else noticed this. The Yad Ramah, when he brings the Kash of the Gemara, to me it sounds like he has them all compressed into one. Did anyone notice this? So maybe I'll read it just in case, at least to be Mar Makom. So the Yad Ramah says like this. So if you paid attention, he only asked one question. So the Adam only has one question. And if it could be a different girsa. Meaning, because it sounds like he has the second girsa in the Gemara, Vesu Hecha Ashkechan, and not we have the Mishnah. So, if you have the Adramaz, let's just assume it's a different girsa. If you have the Adramaz girsa and it's one kasha, so you don't have the Ran's kasha on the kashas, and the pshat in the Mishnah is, Shalo Balach HaMitzvos is Lo Ashkechan that they're ever punished. So it's not hard to say the pshat, it's just not our girsa. Right? That's the Ran. That's the Adramaz. Akoponim, our Gemara has two kashas, and the Ran doesn't like that. Understandably. So the Ran says, very interesting. V'yesh l'tari, says the Ran. Shemasha amrish l'baluch l'amitzvos, and the Mishnah says that he's not baluch l'amitzvos, haynu shelo chayvuhu hakasav chiyuv shel atzmo. It means that you never find, lo baluch l'amitzvos means a person at that age of katnus is never nischayiv on his maise, a chiyuv, an onesh from the Torah. That we know shelo baluch l'amitzvos. Aval shelo ya'anishu miyad eino bechlal, ki shema nomar shebeist in ma'anishin misha lo baluch la'mitzos, kedei lahafchad ha'shomim, k'mo shekasuv, v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yirau. There's two types of punishment, says the Ran. One punishment is that, quid pro quo, you violated an avera, we smack you with an onesh. The other possibility in onshin is that, or another facet of onshin, is Leman something we spoke on Thursday a little bit, that, you know, the Torah has both of these concepts, that one is punitive. The first is punitive. You get punished for what you did. The second is not always punitive, but is preventative in terms of society. Not necessarily for the person who did the Avera, but Leman, that everyone in the Klal Yisrael should yishmu v'yirau, that everyone should see and hear and be fearful of committing Averos. So maybe we know that he's lo balach mitzvos, and therefore he never gets a punishment for what he did. But here's a little different. A ben sora mod is a very scary thing for society to have, because a lot of kids are going to start following his influence, and people in general are going to be, you know, society might devolve into a terrible, you know, everyone be listim mizuyanim. So because of that, you have to punish the ben sora mod, not al cheto, but leman yishmu v'yirau al klai Yisrael. That's what the Ran says. Where do you ever see that the katan doesn't get a punishment for that type of punishment, where it's preventative on the rest of Klal Yisrael? So that, you have a second kasha, that no, we never find that. So first of all, lo baluch ha-mitzvos, he's not mischayev on his own chait. Second of all, we never find that a katan is punished for having, is punished in order to cause everyone else to see and fear. That's what the Ran says the two kashas are, and they are different kashas. In the, is that clear so far? In the footnote in the Ran, they say like this: Efshar the Svir like Das. One second. Says the footnote number three here. After this really gets from Meir Halevi, which is in the Igros, I think, that by Ir Anidachas, the Rambam says, we'll come back to this Blina Der Mitzvah, the Rambam says by Ir Anidachas that the Nashim and Ketanim are also killed. If you have the whole Ir Anidachas violates Avodah Zarah, everyone is killed. If you have Rove, everyone including the Nashim and Ketanim. If you have Rov, then all of the Ovdim, including Nashim and Ketanim, are killed. But Nashim and Ketanim are killed, according to the Rambam. The Yad Ramah doesn't like that. So the footnote says, the Ran must hold like the Yad Ramah, not like the Rambam, that you kill the children. Because why? Because that's a case, the footnote is assuming, that's a case where the children are being punished, Leman, Yiru, Yishmo, everyone in Klal Yisrael, and you see the Rambam says that does happen. The Ran is saying you never find such a case like that, so it must be the Ran holds like the Yad Ramah that you don't kill the children in that case. So that's a good sush, though. I think you could think Zach, though. I think that is different. The Pshat... There's really two ways you can think Zach on this. I'll tell you one, and we'll see another one later. Another. The first one is, even though it's true that, and we'll assume this for now, even though it's true that a katan who's Oved Avod Zara, even if he bowed down, Rahman al-Slam to Avod Zara, in the Ernidachas, he's not being punished for Zavera. That is true. But the Pshat's not that he's being punished in order to scare everyone else. The Pshat is that, for example, why is the Mamonam Aved? Why does the Nechasim of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and the Ir Nidachas get destroyed, get obliterated? Not to scare other Nechasim, not to be owned by Ovdei Avodah Zarah. No, that's not the Pshat. Maybe the Salami is Zepis, because they have a personality and the feelings of their own. But everything else in the town, all the other inanimate objects, that's not why you punish them. Why do we punish the objects? Because part of the punishment of you as an Ovdei Avodah Zarah and the Ir Nidachas is that you have to lose all your property. You get killed, and we destroy your property. It's a cleansing process. So the same thing is true about their children, Nebuch. But even if the children aren't officially Ovdei Avodah Zarah because they don't have a Maisa Aveira, but because they are the children of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they too are obliterated along with their parents. But it's not a punishment on the children to scare everyone else. It's a punishment on the parents that their children are destroyed. That's the Pshat in the Onesh. If that's the Pshat in the Onesh, then the Ran's not Meshubad to the Yad Ramah just because he holds there's no such instance of Leman Yishmu V'Yiro. It could be that even the Ran agrees with the Rambam that the children are killed in the Ir Nidachas, but Lav Mitaimei, not because they're being punished and therefore scaring people off, or not because they're being punished for some culpability that may have as children, but rather simply because they are the property, so to speak, of the parents. Yeah. Okay, a small ha'ara. So the Ran said there's two kashas here. Not one kasha, there's two kashas here. One is, the first is lo balecha mitzvos. So you never find that a katan is punished for what he did. Second is lo ashkan and kol torah kulu, that even when he's not being punished for what he did, he's being punished to scare people off. You never find that by katanim. Then we had the ha'ara about maybe you do find the by katanim, and maybe that's not a mar makom, that yad ramah. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi didn't learn like the Ran, no? If you look at Rashi, I think it's the first Rashi on the Sugya, I mean on the Gemara at least. Rashi says, Dibra Masla Hecha Ashkan, yeah. Hecha Ashkan, so this is the, just if we're keeping track, this is the second Kasha of the Gemara. First is, Ha Ketani, it says in the Mishnah, Lo Balcha Mitzvos. Vesu Hecha Ashkan, Bishar Onshin, Da'ana Shekasav, as a Katan. Tehacha Ba'yikar Lemifterei. Says Rashi, Hecha Ashkan means, where do we ever find that a Katan gets punished in the Torah, that we need a Pasuk to pater him? The Ran also had that kasha, but which kasha was that for the Ran? That was the first kasha. The second kasha was Visu. We never find some preventative onesh against the rest of Klal Yisrael, Leman, you know, Yishmu V'Yiro, Kol Ha'am, by Ketanim. But this kasha that Rashi just quoted was the first kasha for the Ran, not the second kasha. So it looks like Rashi didn't learn like the Ran. Now, two possibilities. One is that Rashi had a different way of understanding the two kashas of the Gemara. We'll have to see if there are possibilities for that. The second possibility is what? There's a word, maybe, a word missing from the Dibur Maskil, no? In Rashi. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, Katim Nalim Pater, Manalim, Ketiktayin Taimash, Lo Baluch HaMitzvos, Visu, Heich Ashkan, Da'an Shekasav, etc. What's Rashi missing? Visu. Is it possible Rashi had the same Girsa, whatever the Yad Ramah had? Rashi had, the Gemara is saying, Minolan that a katan is pater, Heichan Ashkan that he's chayiv. Which is what the Yad Ramah had in his Girsa in the Gemara. There aren't two kashas here. Even and then once that's true and you have enough Rishonim saying it, is it possible there aren't two kashas here? The reason why you would want a Girsa where it's compressed is because it's confusing. It sounds like two kashas, but there's one long kasha that's being spelled out, or one kasha that's not even long because you take out the first kasha. It's just Heichan Ashkan. You never find such a thing. That's what the Gemara meant. That's what the Mishnah meant. And you don't have to have two kashas. The Ran has a girsa with two kashas. You understand why he's struggling with it. But is it possible that Rashi had a different girsa? And then once you have the Rishonim having different girsa, is it possible it's another pshat even in our girsa? That's just one. I don't know. It's hard to say because you don't want to say that they're being marech. But it's one elongated kasha. I don't know about that last part. But Rashi, there's two mahalachim. Either he had a different mahalach entirely in the two kashas, or he only had one kasha, and that's why he's missing Basu. It's not a second kasha. He's explaining the one kasha in the sugya. Yeah, there is another way to say the kashas in the Gemara. This the Achronim say. You'll find, I want to quote Reb Shmuel from the fat one, but I'm not sure he's saying exactly the way I'm saying it. So you can ayin a love afterwards if you think it's the same. But definitely the ruach of what we're saying is along the lines of what he says. There's another pshat in the two kashas over here. Whether it's pshat and Rashi, I don't know, but it's another possibility. There's a chakir in the Achronim. When it comes to the Ptur Ketanim from Onshin, what's the pshat when a Ketan is Pater from Onshin? A Ketan doesn't have Eira, so he's not punished. What's the pshat in the fact he's not punished? Two possibilities. First is, a Ketan, when he doesn't have Eira, is nothing. He has no Das. His Avera is not a Maisa Avera. He hasn't performed anything Al Pi Halacha. There's no Chalos to what he did. And therefore, obviously, he is not punished for what he did. That's very understandable, correct? He's Mufka from Isurin, from Onshin, from Mitzvos. He's lo ba'al l'chal mitzvos, as the Mishnah says. He has no shaychus to Torah mitzvos, and therefore he doesn't get punished for what he does. The other possibility is, no, Hitaka is muzhar. Hitaka is muzhar. He's not allowed to do averus. He's not supposed to do averus. And so much so that there's a chalos to what he does. He has a maisa avera. But the maisa avera is a maisa garua. It's a weaker maisa. And there's a p'tur onshin on his maisa. Meaning the pshat in the p'tur onshin that the katan is mufka from averos, and therefore obviously he doesn't get punished. Or no, he's shaykh to Torah and mitzvos, elamai, there's a p'tur onshin. Don't do it, and if you do it, you won't be punished for it. There's no consequences. That's the two possibilities. Now, could you read the Gemara as follows? The Gemara starts by saying, betchila, the Gemara asks, katan, minolan that he'd be chayiv, eno bechlal mitzvos, meaning, he's not muzar and isurin. He's not bechlal mitzvos. He's not a bar mitzvah. He has nothing to do with mitzvos. Then the Gemara says, "Afilu, you want to say im tinsel omer that he is taka a bar mitzvah? He has sheiches to mitzvos. He's muzer and mitzvos. But even if he is mikol makom, he's not a bar onshin hecha ashkan and kol torah kula that he gets an onish for what he did. That you never find. So is it possible the Gemara is, I don't know, not clearing the chakira, but accounting for both tzadim and the chakira? The Gemara is saying." The katan is probably not even balu chalam mitzvah. Even if he's balu chalam mitzvah, he doesn't get punished. The Gemara is saying two very different things. And that's why the terms are different. Meaning the Ran gave us a pshat, two different punishments. The pshat we're suggesting now is that the Gemara has different terms for different things. It means, lo balu chalam mitzvah, meaning he's not shy of the mitzvahs. Va'afilu im tim salomer, that's the part that's missing in our girsa. Afilu im tim salomer is substituting visu for that. But visu, even if you find that a katan is muzer and mitzvahs and naveros, but Lamaisa, hey Rashkan, that area gets punished for it. He doesn't get punished for it. So in order to just clarify that and iron it out, in our sugya, but also more generally, let's digress to talk about that chakira, that sugya, about what the pshat and the p'tur of ketanim from Onshin really is. So you have a pasuk in, this is just an easy example, and it's from our Masechta. You have a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, V'ish asher yinaf es eshes ish, niyuf, asher yinaf es eshes re'eyu, Mos yumas hanoif v'hano aves. An adulterer is killed. Okay. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Nun Beis and Mabez says like this, Tan Rabbanan, on this pasuk, ish, because remember it said, ish asher yinaf, ish is ish, asher yinaf es, ish is re'eu, ish. Ish, says the Gemara, prat lekatan. So the Gemara says, an ish who's a noif is killed. So the exclusion of a katan who's a noif, is not killed. So you have a drasha taking the katan out of the chiv misa. Gemara and Sanhedrin nun beis and beis. So Tais there say aval isha mechayva bebias ben teshan and v'yom echad. Even though it's true that the katan is not going to be killed, the isha with whom he was mizane, if you can call it znus, meaning mizane in action, not necessarily in halacha, but aisha mechayva bias ben tes. Because that is chal bo ashem bia. So she was mizana, he halachli whatever. He's pater from this nus. But she taka is killed for that. So Tos don't clarify here, but the Marsha there says that what the kavan in Tos is that vaday a katan is pater from all the onshin in the Torah. Here we needed an extra miyut to say that the katan is pater over here. Why? Because the isha is chayev. Meaning now that we see the isha is chayeves, you might have thought that since an isha hamizana is mischayeves al yado of the katan, so also the katan should be punished in this case. Kamashmon ish prat lekatan. But you had a hava minataka that the katan would be killed for this maisa's nus. Why? Not because the katan necessarily had a maisa's nus, or not because the katan had a chiyuv on his nus, but since the isha was going to be killed for this nus, he's also held accountable and should be punished. And be'emes, that's Tosas saying kedushin on yotes menal. Tosas there say when the same drasha comes up ish prat lekatan, Tosas say like this: v'afagav the katan lav bar onchin. Who? What are you hacking me a chaynik? That you need a pasuk to tell you that a katan's not going to be chayiv misa. Why would a katan be chayiv? He's not a bar onchin. Kasal gadaitin shehe nera kevan she'ish neregas al yado. Since the ish is going to be killed, so maybe the katan should be killed as well. Yeah, so what's the pshat in that svar? So the pshat in that svar is easy, very easy. It's a gemara on Sanhedrin and Dalad. There, the gemara is not talking about a katan. It's talking about a behema. The behema, even though behema doesn't have maisa avera, but a behema with whom a Yisrael is mizaneh, the behema is killed. Why? Even though the behema didn't do an avera, the Yisrael did an avera with the behema. So the behema represents what the Gemara refers to as the takala. It's a chefza shel avera that caused the avera, and therefore the behema has to be killed as well. The Rosh Hashanah says this is the pshat and tos on kedushin yotes. Other Rishonim learn differently. Other Rishonim learn the Ravid, the Rashba quotes the Ravid, the Ritva quotes the Ravid. They learn that it's different. They learn very gishmak. They learn that the pshat is that we know Shmuel says in Krisus Yates and Beis, Shmuel says that HaMisa'asik is Pater, someone who's Misa'asik and Averis is Pater, but the one einful he has, that a Misa'asik b'chlav v'arayos is Chayev, why Shekein Nehne? That the way, you have to, there's a whole sugya with the Ran, but the way to say it maybe is Misa'asik is not a Maisa Avera. It's a totally absent-minded, totally divorced from any real kavana and totally divorced from any real action, therefore al pi halacha. When a person is shekein nehena, when a person enjoys the action that he was misasik in, so that's machshiv it as a maisa. So now it was a maisa avera because you enjoyed the chlavim, you enjoyed the arayos. So the Rishonim, the Ravid, is quoted by the Rishonim as saying that's the pshat here too. Not like we said a second ago that it's because of takala, but rather because since in Maisa Bia, and I guess it sounds like maybe Chlavim also, you have to down on that, whether this applies to Malchalos Asuros, that's the Rashba's Kasha on the Ravid, that you don't find this by Malchalos Asuros. You do find it by Kachim or something. You have a miut in Taras Kahanim that an Ish Prat Lakatan by eating Kachim, the wrong Kachim. But when it comes to Malchalos Asuros, you don't have that. That's the Rashba's Kasha. But it seems like the Ravid's using such a Svara of Shekein Nehna by the Katan. A Katan is generally like a misasik. He doesn't have a maisa avera, but if it's bia, so he's shekein nehna, and it's turned into a maisa. That's why you need a prat lekatan, right? The maskana is still, he's not chayev. But you would have thought he'd be chayev, kamashman, he's not chayev. Okay, one other possibility, again, we had Tosus who said it was because of takala. Tosus who implied it was because of takala. And then in Yotes and Kedushin, it's more clear. Then you have the Ravid quoted by the Rashba and the Ritva in Kedushin, who says it's because of the svar of shekein nehna. The third possibility is in the Achronim. The Achronim say, from the famous Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer in Chuvis says that a very, very interesting idea that we should know. It's a good bechias to have, especially in the Ben Noach Sogis. He said that we know that a katan is not chayev in mitzvahs and therefore not punished in Yiddishkeit, right? Why and how do we know what's a katan, what's a gadol? So he says the shear of a gadol, much like every shear that we have, is a shear given halacha l'moshe Sinai. Halacha l'moshe Sinai says that a person is not a gadol and therefore not a bar onshin until he's 13 and maybe shtei stairs. What about a ben Noach? So the Chassam Sofer says avada ben Noach doesn't have a halacha l'moshe Sinai. There's no halacha l'moshe Sinai that applies to a ben Noach. So he says therefore any mitzvah that a ben Noach is mitzuvah in, any of the shiva mitzvah of Noach, the katan is chayev for there's no shear of godless that's necessary by a katan. So, whatever. Gzela, arayos. These things, a katan ben noach is chayev on them because there's no shear, because there's no halacha l'mishmi sinai of katan and gadol by a ben noach. So far so good. Fancy, but so far so good. So the achronim say like this. This is pilpulish, but it's good. The Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we saw, you're going to see, says a svara called mi'ik amidi, which means that there's no such thing that exists where a ben noach is more obligated in mitzvot than a Jew. It can't exist. Mi'ik amidi, is there really such a thing that a ben noach is chayiv and a Jew is not chayiv? So if a ben noach has the isar arayos, of course a Jew has the isar arayos. The achronim say, but you have to put it together with a chsam sefer. On any mitzvah which a ben noach has that a Jew also has, there's no shear of gadol or katan. Because it can't be that a 12-year-old guy is chayiv on his arayos, and a 12-year-old Jew is pater. Mi'ik amidi. How could it be that we're more machmir on the guy than we are on ourselves? Whoa. That's what the achronim say from the chsam sefer. So the answer is not, therefore, that we kill katan Jew who is mizaneh. But it does explain why the Gemara needs a drasha. The Gemara needs to tell you ish prat l'katan, because the havamina is that even though generally in Kol Torah Kula a katan is pater, is not balacha mitzvos, but in unique cases when it's one of the Zion mitzvos b'nei Noach and a ben Noach who was a katan would have been killed, the Torah needs to go out of its way and say ish and not a katan by a Jew. That's what they want to say. Now, the way to, if you want to spend the rest of the year, so go find every time the Gemara gives a prat on a katan and see if it's one of the Shem mitzvos b'nei Noach. Not so obvious. But at least it would account for Arayos, our Gemara about Arayos, and maybe a few other cases as well. Yeah.
I'm a little confused. Why when you say that Katan's Mechayev and Isha Misa, whatever the case is, Arayos, that means that it's Atz Takala? Why is that Atz Takala?
That's,
I mean, that's exactly the Chakir then. That you see that the katan's maisa is a maisa,
oh.
The isha is responsible for that. Why?
That is another possibility. That is another possibility, which we have to get to. It's two answers. One is that I think it is more mechudash to say that a katan has a maisa of era.
Right.
Okay, so a person is not leaning towards, that's not the first option you take. The other point, which just goes in tandem with what I just said, is that the Tosos seem to be referencing the Lashonos and the concept of the Gemara about Takala by Behema. For example, Kevan Shah Isha Nehereges Al Yado is the way the Gemara Nundala talks about the Behema. Since the guy is being killed for what the Behema was involved in, therefore we have to kill the Behema as well. So the references are all there that it's implying that it's Adin and Takal and Adin and Maisa Avera. Yeah, it's possible to be Mechadish that it's about a Maisa Avera, but it's the starting point, I think, is not. And therefore, if you have Mashmos the other way, that's why the Rashash Udime say that's what Tosas mean.
Why does your Cain then comes and include a katan if his maisa has potentially nothing to
the same way that misasik is literally a zero. Misasik is as if a ghost came and flipped on the light switch.
Right.
But if it's misasik b'chlavim v'arayos, since it gets such a gishmak out of it, it's impossible not to attach that to your own maisa. It was too gishmak for me. You can't say he didn't mean to do it anymore.
Okay.
You can't say it wasn't his maisa. So a katan, even though he has no das, and everything he does is absent-minded, and everything he does is misasik, but when it's shekein nehna, how could you say it wasn't his action? Okay, so ish prat l'katan.
He has a maisa, he just can't align his maisa to
this is the one case that you could. This is the one case that you'd be able to, right.
Right.
That's the other possibility. Tosas done this. The Rashba has a kasha on that you don't find it by Malchol Zuros. You might, but the Rashba thinks you don't. And then the third possibility is this Pilpulish Mahalach Neachronim, that if you put together the Chassam Sefer with the fact that you're dealing with Zayim Mitzvah Noach in these cases by a katan, so you'll never have a p'tur unless you have a p'tur in the pasuk saying ish prat l'katan. So in all three cases, hamura min ha'amar. In all three cases, Tosas is saying one shita. Tosas are saying that we don't expect a katan to be chayev for his maisa, which is I think where we would all start from. Correct? We expect a katan doesn't have a maisa avera. He's totally mufka in gansen from the parsha of mitzvos and averos. Elamai, there may be exceptions to the rule in Svara that it could be that you think a katan was chayiv either because of takala or because shekein nehne or because of this fancy Zaynus Menach Mi'ik Amidi, whatever the reason might be, or all three of them, in all of those instances, the Torah will tell you, Ish Prat L'Katan, Ish Prat L'Katan, Ish Prat L'Katan. The default is that a Katan is always Pater. Certain instances, you might have a Hav Mineis Chayiv. In those instances, the Torah is going to come and tell you, Ish Prat L'Katan, don't worry, a Katan is not going to be punished. That's what you have in Tosus.
The Mi'ik Amidi Prat, does that not work with the Ran Hamed Zayin? Because the Ran says that by the Gemara would have asked the Kasha of Mi'ik Amidi by Gazel, but because Yisrael is Bedin Gazel, so the Gemara doesn't ask the Kasha. So when this Katan grows up, is going to be...
The fact that he's going to... When he's
Bedin...
I hear, Bedin, yeah. Rios. Again, the Achronim aren't Meshubah to the Ran.
No,
yeah. Yeah, there is a difference, meaning we do have that concept in halacha. I think Rabbi Peir spoke about this in his Daf Be'iyun Chabura in terms of Kohanim, a Kohen Katan. The fact that you're going to become a Gadol means you're like B'parshas or B'toras. So that is possible. It is different, meaning he's not like a Yisrael Gadol has a Din Gezel with different Pratim. A Katan doesn't have a Din Gezel until he becomes a Gadol. So there are differences. You could put them together. But like the real answer is Anachami, but it may not be... Who cares if you're Meshubah to the Ram? But yeah, you probably could mix them up. Taisus. So this is the next thing is very fascinating. It's hard, and I don't have a full picture for you, but it's fascinating. The Tus Rush on Sanhedrin and Bezman Bez. He brings the whole Taisus. He brings the whole Mahalach, and then he says like this: Vitema. This is going to be Chinese, but careful. Vitema. The Lakaman Bereish Ben Soramora Amrina Gabi Katan says he quotes Taisvis that really a Katan by default is never Chayiv, and in certain instances there's a Havmina and there's a Ptur. So he says, Vitema on that, I am bewildered. The Lakaman Bereish Berek Ben Soramora, our Gemara, Amrina Gabi Katan, Hecha Ashkan, the Ashkas of the Baya Krala Miftre, Akan Lashon. So, yeah, that's his Kasha. That's the Akan Lashonim. What Tosa said doesn't make sense because in our beginning of our sugya, the Gemara is going to say, Hecha Ashkan da Anush Kasav Labai Karla Miftere. So clearly, Tosa doesn't like Tosa's Mahalach, but he doesn't explain what his issue is, and he doesn't explain what the problem with our Gemara is that it's against it. So luckily, Tosa's Rush here in our sugya, if you want to flip to the back, it's literally two lines, but it's worthwhile. Tosa's Rush here do explain what they mean. What he means slightly. It says like this in the beginning of Ben Soramar, Tos Rosh. The Gemara says, Visu Hecha Ashkan, you never find Kitanim Archayiv Onshin. So says Tos Rosh. But we do find Gemaras that say Ish Prat L'Katan. So you need a Ptur, you need an exemption by Kitanim. Why? The Su Hecha Ashkan, they're never Chayiv, so why do you need an exemption? No. Hainu Hecha Denenash Alavera Sha'osa Ata. If it's Mamish and Avera you're doing now, Arayos, you did an Avera now, you should be Chayiv, Ish Prat L'Katan. You know, Gezel, you did it now, Ish Kiyake. So the pasuk says Ish Kiyake. You'd think it applies to everyone. Ish Prat L'Katan. You have a Rashi like that in last week's parsha, right? Ish Prat L'Katan. So in those cases, the Katan didn't have Avera now, and he's being punished for that Avera. So there you have a Havmina. Everyone who doesn't have Avera should be killed. Seder Al Pi Nistar, and Avera is an Avera, and Avera throws off the Seder Olam, and the person should be wiped off the face of the earth if he did that Avera. It doesn't make sense that the world should tolerate it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't. The universe might take care, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to protect such a person who did such an Avera. So, that'll be punished for what he did right now. Makes sense. Therefore, you always need a Prat L'Katan. Oh, says Tos Rosh, but here it's exceptional. Av Al Shem Sofo, in the case of a Ben Soramora, where he's not being killed for what he did, he's being killed for what he did in the future, or what he's bound to do in the future, Pshita De'in La'onsha. It's Pasha that he shouldn't get an Onesh, shouldn't be killed if he's a Katan. Ela Bashir Husham. You can only judge someone by Sheru Sham. Ukra Lamali. Why do I need a Ptur over here? Why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that the Katan is Pater? So what you see in the Tos Rosh here is literally the exact opposite of Tos until now, no? Tos until now said, what's the default? And again, this is more Mistaber to us. What's the default? The default is that a Katan is Pater. A Katan is not a Bar Onshin. He's Pater. He's Lo Ba'al Chal Mitzvos. Elamai, there are certain instances where, again, either because of Takala, or because of Shekein Nehenet, or because of the fancy Shtikal Torah, Amiga Midi, you'll come and say, maybe a Katan Shetaka B'chayiv in these cases. Kamash Mala in each Prat L'Katan in each of those cases. Says Tos Rosh Punk Fakir. The exact opposite. No. Always a Katan should be Chayiv. If he did the Avera now, he should be paid back and killed. Elamai, we have a Ptur in each of those cases of each Prat L'Katan. But if a Katan is doing a non-Avera, but it's bound to be that he's going to be a Navarian in the future, Ben Soramora, Nechadezi, that he should be punished for that now, that we need a Pasuk to exempt him from it. So do we hear so far just at least the two Mahalchim, Tos and Tos Rush? Yeah, clear enough? So what are they arguing about? So Willie already pointed to it. What they're arguing about, Mistama, again, this is B'Torah's read, but I think it's probably the Nekuda Samachlokas. So Mistama, they're arguing about what significance a Maisa Katan in Averis really has. It's Yadua, it's Mipi Hashmua, but it's Yadua from Chaim that there's a Ptur Onshin. A Katan doesn't get punished. But a Maisa Aver he has. A Maisa Aver the Katan has. He's Nechshav Achote, he did a Maisa Aver, but he's Pater. The Torah says we don't punish a Katan who does an Aver. He's not held responsible, accountable, but he did do an Aver. And they bring a Raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Hayam and Beis. All the Achronim bring this Raya. The Rav, when he quotes Reb Chaim, brings this Raya. The Tuas Shor brings this Raya. The Stipler has an essay about this. The Mishkan Siakov has an essay about this. They all bring this Raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Hayam and Beis, where the Gemara has the Sugya of Kalon and Takala. So the Gemara basically asks, do you need both kalon and takala, meaning do you need the embarrassment, kalon, of the fact that an avera was committed with this animal, for example, or do you need also takala, meaning the fact that the animal helped, assisted in the avera, is a necessary fact also to make it a chayiv misa, nafkamina, in a case where the person was ba'aleha b'shogeg. In such a case, it's kalon ika, takala leka, because it's kalon ika that's disgusting and embarrassing that a person was ba on this behema. But on the other hand, it's not takala, because there was no maisa iser, because it was just b'shogeg. So there, the Gemara brings the exact same dion when it comes to a katan zachar. If someone's ba'al katan zachar, mishkav zachar, same question. Kevin the mezid hu, takala nami ika, do you say that since the katan was b'mezid, the whole maisa aver was b'mezid, therefore there is a takala, v'rachmana hu dechasi lave, elamai, what? The Torah had Rachmanus and didn't punish him. What does it sound like? The Katan Taka Be'etzem did an Aver, is Chayiv in the Misa. He should be killed. Elamai, Chas Rachmana, Elave. The Torah had Rachmanus and didn't apply the punishment. Ale Didei Chas Rachmana, Abehem Alo Chas Rachmana. So the Torah has compassion. And maybe Mordechai Javar Hayov to edit this recording. But I think the Torah has compassion on the child's life. Doesn't have compassion on the behemoth's life. Doesn't have compassion on the behemoth's life. Not the same status as a human being. But what you see in the Gemara, the words here, mezidhu takala nami ika verachmana hu dechasi lave. So the Achronim all say this Gemara sounds like a raya. It sounds like a raya mivueres that really a katan has a maisa avera, but dechas rachmana lave, like Willie said before, the Torah doesn't punish him, but a maisa avera he has. So with that yisod, you can talk. This is a lot of raid one can spray. For example, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya Simen Aleph in Sif Hey, the Shulchan Aruch says the dinim of a katan doing shechita with a gadol omid al gabav. There, the Rama says im shachad beino levin atzmo, meaning if a katan, a minor, shechts with no one watching over him, shechitaso psula. That's not a good shechita. That is not kosher. Avo pishu yadei hilch shechita, even though he knows what he's doing, it doesn't count. So Levush comments. Levush says shechitas katan is psula. Why? Because a katan is not a bar zvicha. So the shach doesn't like that from the Levush. He says avada a katan is a bar zvicha. What do you mean a katan is a bar zvicha? He's not b'toras averos and mitzvahs. He's not b'toras Torah. So what does that mean that he's a bar zvicha? So the way the shach says is that he shouldn't eat nevelos and trefos. You're not supposed to give him nevelos and trefos. Okay, but he's not over on Averos, he's not chayiv in Onshin for those things. So Reb Chaim, the Tfilas Shor, all of these Achronim say is, no, it's true. A Katan doesn't get punished for eating Nevelos and Trefos. So a Katan doesn't get punished for doing Yisurim, but it is a Maisa Avera. When a Katan eats Nevelos, he is doing the Maisa Aveira of eating Nevelos. Okay, he's not going to be punished for it. There's Torah Chas Rachmana Ilave. The Torah has Rachmana, says mercy on him, but he still did the Maisa Aveira that existed, that was Chal, that had a status of a Maisa Aveira in this world. So he is Bechlal Zvicha. It's Paul Achalos when he eats Shor Zavuach as opposed to a Shor which is a Nevela. It's Paul Achalos. So you see that a Katan has that Maisa Aveira. Elamai, there's a Ptur Onshin. The other case, which I'm really just raising as a Maror Machlokes, because we'll have to see it independently on Samech Chesamad Aleph, but the Rav did point to this, B'Shem Reb Chaim, is you have a Rambam in the ninth parak of Hilchos, Shkagos Halacha Gimel. Again, you will see it on Samech Chesamad Aleph. It's going to come up, but the Rambam has the following din. Ben Teish Hashanam, a nine-year-old V'yom Echad, Sheba'a Shifcha Charufa. He Loika, V'hu Mibi Karban. A Katan brings a Karban? He was Baal Shifcha Harufa, it's not a good thing, but he brings a carbon? No. V'yirah Elisa, says the Rambam, She'eno mevi ad she'yagdil v'yeh ben das. So what the Rambam says, there may be multiple chidushim here, but we're only pointing the thing that we're talking about right now. The Raivit doesn't like this, says the Taos. But the Rambam seems to say that a katan who was Baal Shifcha Harufa is mischayv in a carbon. Elamai, he can't bring a carbon, he's a katan. Maybe that's what Rambam means. He's not a bar das, so he can't give the carbon until he's older. Okay, that needs work. There's, again, we'll see in the Samach Tes, but there's Reb Chaim in Stencils, and then there's a Brisk Rav in Nazir on Chav Tes that deals with the question of how to understand this Rambam Michlal. But just Pashup Shat here, it sounds like what, and this is what the Rav drew out, it sounds like the Rambam is saying, a Maisa Avera this Katan has. Elamai, you can't be Mischai of a Karban when you're a Katan. Okay, so when you're older, now you'll be Chayiv in the Karban. It sounds like that Maisa Avera stays with him. That balance is never, that strike has never been wiped away. It's never been evened out. It's unbalanced and imbalanced. And therefore, he has to give the carbon when he's older. But he did mischayv himself. He did do a Maisa Aveira when he was younger. Again, the Reb Chaim, the Rav quotes Shtel Tzu, what we quoted before. We're just not going to get into it. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah about Ir Nidachas also, that the Ketanei Ir Nidachas get killed because the Ketanim did worship Avodah Zarah. The Minchas Chinuch is very bothered by this din that the Ketanim get killed. But the Rav said Pashit. Reb Chaim seemed to say Pashit, that if the Ketanim were over Avodah Zarah also, it's true that generally speaking they're Pater from an Onish, but it was Chal, a Chalos of Avera, so it makes sense that they're going to be killed in the case of Ir Nidachas. I mean, you have the famous Ramah in Arachayim, Simin Shin Mem Gimel, where the Ramah says, a katan shahika es aviv, if a kid, when he was younger, hit his parent, o sha'avar shar aviras pekat nusa, or he violated any avera, even though he doesn't need tshuva when he's older, it's best that he be mekabel on himself to do tshuva when he's older, even though he wasn't yet a bar onshin. So here too, you see the Ramah says, something was poel, something happened when he was younger, elamai, he wasn't chayiv in tshuva, he wasn't chayiv in onshin, when he's older, he should make up for it. There is a strike against him. The Noam Elimelech says that he could do tshuva, he's done tshuva, he's tried to make up for everything he's done ever since he was a little child, including before he's a bar onshin. But he can't get over the fact that he can't make up for the averus that he did when he was an uber b'mei imo, because you cause pain and you kick the stomach and he can't do a cheshbon nefesh all the way back to that point to know what he did wrong when he was in the inside of his mother. So, you know, at Sof Yom, he wasn't able to do tshuva, he was upset about. I had a similar issue.
Is this chakir also true for a feiret or a shoter? It's only a katan where he's shayach to das, and so that...
Good question. Good question. I don't know. I haven't thought about that. I could hear why it would be limited to katan, for the reason Moshe mentioned before, which is that he is shayach to Torah mitzvahs in a future point. A cheresh and a shota, they're totally mufka in Gansan forever. Could I hear you applying it also to a Cheresh or Shota? Probably not, but I just didn't put thought into it until now. You have a...
It's like Chazal are mistaking the Kiddush Katan, but not for a Cheresh and Shota.
They're Mufka.
Katan, even if they haven't reached the threshold of Das to be Chayav in Torah Mitzvah, there is more Das than...
Right, they're on the path. They are on the path, and they have more Das even currently.
So is there a distinction in terms of ages in a Katan?
That's another good question. Meaning, it can't be that a two-year-old who ate Nevelos and Trevos did a Maisa Aveira, but it could be that a six-year-old who knows Uncle Maishi's song that we never, ever, ever eat meat and milk together, and he eats meat and milk together, so Uncle Maishi should come to him a dream that night and give him a patch. So I hear, you could be Mechalik in different ages. Again, I don't have a Mar Makom for you, but I do hear that. It wouldn't be. Okay. So that's what Reb Chaim, to assure Stipler. Everyone has Achronim who rate on this that it's a Maisa Aveir with a Ptur Onshin. You do have instances in Shas. Again, this is why it's not a Darav Shalom, because you do have instances in Shas where it sounds like this is not true. Again, you could learn it different ways, but our Mishnah doesn't sound like what everything we just said. She'eno ba'alucha mitzvah, she'lo ba'alucha mitzvah. It's not shayach. A katan's not shayach to mitzvah. It doesn't sound like he's a maisa avera and he's pater. It sounds like he's not bichlal mitzvah, which is the more mistabitic way to say it. And the Achronim quote. They quote Maram Komos. The Minchas Chinuch has about this, if you want to look. It's a different mitzvah than what we mentioned before. Reish Samach Gimel Os Lamed Vav. The Minchas Chinuch has about being a gadol who's metame a katan, that the katan is not really, he's not chayiv at all on being metame katan. Why? Because the katan, there's no shaykhus to the fact that he's tame. There's no avera whatsoever, katan who's a kohen. So you're not going to be mischayiv a gadol a katan for that. You have a lot of instances in Shas where this doesn't bear out, that the person, the katan, has a maisa avera with a ptur onshin. Okay, but you also have instances where it does. So I'm not sure how to solve the issue, but it seems like it's a tension within the sugyas as to whether a katan has a maisa avera and a ptur onshin, or doesn't even have a maisa avera at all. Fine. Once you know about that read, so at you know that there's a, you know there's mamakomas lakana lakam. You know there's something here, right? You know there's something here. So it could be after that Tosas and Tosas Rush are arguing about this nekuda. Tosas say the default is always that a katan, he's not shayich taveros. A katan doesn't have a maisa avera. You don't need to tell me a katan's pater from misa or from any onish at all. Why? He's not a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar mitzvah. He's not balachal mitzvah bichlal. Oh, you want to show me a gemara that says ish prat lakatan? Yeah, because that was shekane nana. That was takala, or that was one of the miika midis. But in those instances, you have a havamina svara to say a katan bichayev. But generally speaking, a katan is not going to be chayev. Why? He doesn't have a maisa avera. It's a zero. It doesn't register on any scale when a katan doesn't have avera. Says Tais Rush, what are you talking about? I have marmakomos, which show you very clearly, a Rambam and Gemaras, I have places where it seems a katan does have a maisa avera. It is chal. He has to do tshuva when he's older. I have ways to show you that a katan who does an avera did an avera, and he's a bar zvicha because of that according to the shach. Elamai, there's a ptur onshin. Okay, so if there's a maisa avera, ptur onshin, you understand as follows. The default of chazal is that when they see an isser, they're going to say katan should be punished, unless I have a pasuk which shows me ish prat lakatan. If I have a pasuk which says ish prat lakatan, I know the katan is not going to be high. So it happens to be that in almost every single case, or every single case, the Torah is going to say ish and not katan. But the default is really ish vikatan, unless the Torah tells you otherwise. Unless the Torah tells you otherwise. Now, again, aside from the fact that I said before this is not a davar barur in terms of shas, in order to disprove or prove either side, you're going to have to go through every mitzvah, every pasuk, and every gemara or medrash that darshans those pasukim to find each either ptur or not ptur. So it's kind of, it's infallible in the sense that you can't really catch it completely, but it also makes it more tenuous in terms of actually saying it's the pshat m'sugya. But the point is that in lamdas, conceptually you can understand both ideas. Maybe both ideas are true in different contexts. But additionally, we can take the fact that we can't disprove Tosas works against him, but it also works for him in the sense that we do see the mashmayos like him. The fact that we can't disprove the Tosas Rush works against him because we can't disprove him, so it's not really a provable thing either, but also works for him because there are mashmayos in Shas and Rishonim that sound like him. Okay, so maybe this is what their machlokas revolves around, about whether a katan by default is chayiv and mitzos and just pater mi onshin, and therefore you need a prat each time. Or no, by default, the katan is totally mufka from mitzvahs and onshin, and therefore you don't need a pasuk each time, and the default is that he's pater elamai. There are some instances where you need a prat. Coming back, maybe that's the pshat in our Shak Levitaria. The Gemara first asks, katan eino baluch ha-mitzvos. The katan is not shayich to mitzvahs, doesn't even have a maisa avera. Says the Gemara, maybe he does have a maisa avera. No, v'su, even if he does have a maisa avera, lo ashkan that he's punished for it. So the Gemara is not clearing, but accounting for both possibilities in its Shach Levitaria. That's the sweeping mahalach in terms of understanding katan and onshin and how it might play into our Shach Levitaria. One ha'ara, which is, I think, like, very teef, and you should have noticed this already, but just go back to that Tosas Rush for a second. So Tosas Rush says like this, V'su heich ashkan da anash kazu katan da hafali bayi kar lemiftere. A katan shouldn't be punished. That we need now a ptur for him? When's a katan ever punished? So Tosas Rush doesn't hold that way, right? Tosas Rush holds that a katan should be punished, and you need a ptur each time. So Tosas Rush has to account for this gemara, right? So what did he say? Normally I need a p'tur. That's when a person does an aver now, and they're being punished for the aver they did now. But here, Aval Shem Sofo, in a case where he's being punished for some future thing that's bound to happen, Pshita de'en la'oncho, ela ba'asher u'sha, v'kra lamali. Obviously, you don't punish someone who did something Al Shem Sofo if he's a katan. So why do I need a pasuk to teach me otherwise? What's the obvious problem with what Tosfos Rashi said? How does the Gemara come back to this? The Gemara says, why should I need a pasuk? Why would I think a katan's chayiv? Answers the Gemara what? Because this case is different. Why? Because he's nenash al shem sofo. So the Rush, first of all, is assuming the Gemara already knew about this. The Gemara already knew al shem sofo, which was the reason. The al shem sofo for the Rush is a havamina that a katan should not be punished. Because it's al shem sofo. We don't punish katanim for things that are going to happen in the future. Says the Gemara, no, it's different here. Why? Because it's al shem sofo. So maybe we should punish a katan. Meikar ma'ikazavar v'losof ma'ikazavar. No? This doesn't make any sense. He's twisted into a pretzel here, right? Again, the Rush says, Havamina, that you should, of course, you should not punish a katan. You don't even need a pasuk to tell you that. Why? Because it's only Al Shem Sofo here. You don't punish a katan Al Shem. You do think to punish a katan for something he did now, and you get an exemption. You never think to punish a katan for something he did Al Shem Sofo. Answers the Gemara, no, shiny hacha, because it's Al Shem Sofo. It doesn't make any sense. So al karchach, you have to add one more detail to the sugya, and this is going to blow open the sugya ben sora mora, and it's something we're going to have to come back to a lot of times over the next couple of blot. We have to be mevarer a little bit. We're not going to get to the bottom of it, but a little bit, at least to mention the possibilities, what the gedder of the chiyuv misa of the ben sora mora really is. And there's really two possibilities what this misa is. Yesh lachor. The first possibility is that it's a chiddush, but normally speaking, under normal circumstances, you wouldn't have a chiyuv misa for something you haven't done yet. In this instance, of Ben Sora Mora, the Torah imparts a chiyuv misa on Ben Sora Mora al shem asu. The fact that he's on a trajectory of becoming a listed mezuyim, becoming a murderer, we see it, we know it. The pasuk is telling us it, so it already gives him a chiyuv misa, misa space, and a chiyuv misa at this stage of 13 years old and 1 month. He's already chayiv misa for the future. It's a chayiv misa. The other possibility is that it's not a chayiv misa at all. It's not a misas beistin of Ben Sora Mor. It's something else entirely. The Torah sees that this kid is going down the wrong path. It sees what the future holds for the Ben Sora Mor. And therefore the Torah says, dispose of him. Get rid of him. The Torah gives a din misa, meaning the beistin has a chayiv to kill the Ben Sora Mora. But it's not a chiyuv misa. Think, Lamashal, what we spoke about in the Rambam by Ploni Rava Ani, or by Ploni Rava Eshori. We said when the shor is killed by the Beis Din, it's not because the shor is mischayiv misa. It's because the shor needs to be removed from this world. So the Beis Din has an imperative to get rid of the shor. There's a din on Beis Din to kill the shor. Similarly here, maybe it's not a chiyuv misa that's chal on the katan. V'harei, doesn't make any sense. You have a chiyuv misa for something during the future that didn't happen yet? The Torah is saying you have a chiyuv misa, so that's one possibility. The other possibility is no. It's not a chiyuv misa from now. Harei, he didn't do any avera yet. He ate v'chi, because he ate a tartimer shel basa, or whatever the phrase is. He ate a little bit of basa, a little bit of yayin, you're going to kill him now? It's not because of the averas now. It's al shem asid. So it's not mamish a chiyuv misa. Not the way we usually think of it. It's a din misa that the basin has to give to this guy to get rid of him, to get so that society doesn't devolve into hefgeris. You hear the two possibilities in the gather of the onesh? Okay, just to iron it out, Reb Chaim said this. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Gerushin, you're going to have to look at this at some point. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Vav, says like this. He's talking about it's related, but he's talking about being meyed bifnei katan. V'ray lezeh, what he's talking about, midabaya gemara lomer, b'sanhejah, daf samach esem beza, ara gemara, de ben sora mor naragash, gam kishu katan. Again, the gemara suggests the possibility, entertains the possibility, works in the possibility that a ben sora mor is killed even when he's a katan. V'kashet, the ha'ein me'edin al katan. You can't give edis on a katan, so how are you going to have edis here? V'afa gab disham be'emes belava chikasha. The whole thing's a kasha. Dechi kablu edis al katan. V'al kaimelan de'imakam edis shalo bifnei baal din. You can't even have edis because the katan's not there. He's not a bar das to be there that you're having edis in front of the baal din. V'alfina le'mikram v'huad v'vailav. V'gam hari kaimelan de'im en yichol nakabal edis bifanav. Mifter bezek, kedis b'sanedrin. The katan is always kishalo b'fanav damya. So, Reb Chaim basically saying, just to sum it up, because we're not going into what he's talking about in terms of his inyan and gerushin, you don't have a you don't have the baal din in front of you when you have a katan standing on trial. He doesn't have das, so you can't be makabel edis on him, and you obviously can't be makabel edis b'fanav, because he's not there. He's not a person. He's a katan. He doesn't have das to be there. So how do you have the whole possibility? How is it even entertaining a possibility that you could have a chi of misa on a katan? You hear the kasha? You can't do a regular din Torah because you can't be makabel edis on a katan, and you can't be makabel edis shelo b'fnei baal din. Here it's a katan, meaning in the havim of the Gemara, it's a katan who's ben sora mora. So you can't be makabel edis on him, and you can't be makabel edis shelo b'fanav. But you can't get around those things because he's a katan. So how does the Gemara entertain a possibility that you would kill a ben sora mora as a katan if you can't actually have edis and a normal, regular ben din Torah? Obviously not a ben Torah, but definitely not a din Torah. So what's the pshat? So Chaim says, you know what the pshat is based on what we said a second ago, right? But tzarech lomar, the sham shiny, ben sora mora is different. The kevin de ba'inan l'chayv gam kishu katan, this that we see, that you're trying to be mechayv him when he's a katan, before anything happened, im kain, ein zem yishum dechayv misa. It's not a chi of misa. We're not dealing with an onish based in here. Uchmavur besuge sham, the time of the ba'inan l'chayv, whom yishum de what? The kevin dal shem sofa, hu nerag, in kain gam katan nechayv. The Gemara's havamina, you know, that you kill a katan, is because this is andersh. This is a different type of misa. It's not a chiyuv of misas based in. It's shum din that you have to be horig this ben sora mora to prevent him from existing in society. It's not a chiyuv of misa that's chal on him in the normal way. Ritzon alomar de mishum hachi have dina ba'alma shetzarach lehargo, says Reb Chaim. There's a din that you have to kill him. Tzarach lehargo. Velo chiyuv hashem eschayiv hu misa in based in. It's not a normal case of a chiyuv of misas based in. It's a case that based in has to kill the ben sora mora. You hear? If you don't have clarity right now, tell me. So far we hear. Two ways of saying together of the Onesh. Reb Chaim is saying clearly, it's Mukhach, that this is not a regular Mises based in. Hare, we're killing him Al Shem Sofo. Al Shem Sofo means we're killing him because you have to get rid of him. Not because he's Chayiv Mises at this point. Says the Rush like this. Says the Rush like this. Ben Sora Mora, I have a Havmin as Meschayiv Achiv Misa. Al Shem Sofo. He's bound to become a murderer and a robber, so we're going to kill him now, Achiv Misa. Says the Toz Rush, I never find, this is what the Gemara says, but I never find the case where there's an Onesh Al Shem Sofo for a Katan. How could it be? That there could be an Onesh by a Katan, I hear, because you could imagine such a thing, because there's Maisa Avera. But an Onesh Al Shem Sofo, that there's going to be a Achiv Misa's basement for some future event, that you're going to find by a Katan, Basher Husham. You got to judge him as he is now. You can't have a chi of misa on this katan for Al Shem Sofo. Answers the Gemara, no! Atu ben sora mora is different. Why? Al cheto hu nerag? What did that line mean, al cheto hu nerag? Al cheto hu nerag? Meaning, he's not being killed for what he did. This is not a regular case of chi of misa's based in. This is not an onesh of based in. Al cheto hu nerag? No! Something else entirely. Al Shem Sofo hu nerag. The Tos Rush thought the originally, we always knew it was Al Shem Sofo, but the Rush thought it was Betoras and Onesh, Achiv Misa's based in Al Shem Sofo. So that, when do you ever have the bad katan that you need a pasuk to patr you? Says the Gemara, no. It's Al Shem Sofo, but not Mishum Cheto Al Shem Sofo, Mishum nothing Al Shem Sofo. Because the Torah has Xeris Akasa that you have to get rid of a Ben Sora Mora. When he's heading down that trajectory, you have to kill him. You have a din on the basin to kill him. But that's not a Misa's basin. That's not an Onesh. It's not a Chiv on the Gavra of Ben Sora Mora like a Misa's basin. Al Shem Sofo and not Mishum Cheto. Says the Rush, that's the Maskanas HaGemara. So the Gemara here, maybe it's clarifying Tut Stadim in the Kasha, Tut Stadim in terms of the Tur Onshin of a Katan. Is there a Maisa Vera? Is there not a Maisa Vera? The Tos Rush has one clear sheet on that, and he interprets the Retzef HaGemara differently entirely. Why? Because he can't entertain a possibility that you always think a Katan's Pater. A Katan is usually Chayiv. Elamai, here it's different because it's Al Shem Sofo. So what's the answer to the Gemara of Al Shem Sofo? The answer is, originally you thought it's a Chiv Misa Al Shem Sofo, Misa's based in Al Shem Ha'asid. Says Tos Rush, the Maskanas HaGemara is, it is Al Shem Sofo, but not Mishum Cheto. Not as a Misa's based in, but as some Gzeres HaKasav Din, that based in has to be Horig, like Reb Chaim says, in Sefer. So that's, I think, Tif and Glot in terms of reading Tos Rush in the Sugya. What the actual Maskanas HaGemara is in terms of how we look at the Mises Ben Sora Mora, that I think we're going to leave as an open-ended kasha. We have the Tutzadim, We have one case in which we're testing it. We see that you have a Havin, a Maskana based on an Tosa Rush. But let's keep our minds open as we see different dinim, Eidos, Hasra'a, Malkus, ages of the Ben Soromor, etc., where we see Nafkaminas, where this props up again and again. And if we keep that in mind, so it'll potentially be helpful in clarifying each of the sukkahs as they come, you should see the Reb Chaim in Sefer, because there's some other details here that are difficult in terms of how he says it, but that's enough for now. Ad Kan. Okay, Shkoyach.